This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 14th, 2013. Should you have questions if you're listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda, we have three long overdue audits. My apologies to all of these committees because we should have finished all of these a long time ago, and I hope we can do better in the future. First one is the proposed final audit report on McCain-Palin 2008 Inc. Gesundheit, and McCain-Palin Compliance Fund Inc. We have late submitted documents. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda documents number. Why don't we do all?
Do them all.
Okay. 13-04-A, 13-05-A, and 13-06-A. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? And the motion passes 5-0. Who is, anybody have something to say on this amongst the staff? Mr. Hintermeister?
Yeah, I think Rikita was going to do a brief introduction.
Rikita? Well, Ms. Morcom.
McCain report.
Thank you.
Good morning. In front of you is the McCain-Palin proposed final audit report, which contains a finding for GLAC, failure to file 40-out notices totaling $240,700. And an additional issue concerning campaign travel billing a press for the general committee. And we're ready to answer any questions.
Thank you for that concise presentation. Just for the benefit of people who are sitting here wondering what was taking so long and why the meeting was delayed, we were making a few fairly minor changes in the wording, but they were important to make to clarify the process, the history, exactly what happened when, what the auditor's opinions were, and then ultimately what the commission's views are. And we just needed to select precisely the right words that worked for everyone. So there aren't dramatic changes from the earlier drafts that had been made blue, but it always takes a little while to get the documents processed and copied on our excellent and lovely blue paper. So I apologize to everyone here for the delay in starting, but that's all that was going on. Do we have any discussion on the audit report? Well then, do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Sure. I move that we adopt the proposed final audit report on McCain-Palin 2008 Incorporated and McCain-Palin Compliance Fund Incorporated. It's contained in agenda document number 13-04-A.
And I assume that motion also incorporates technical and conforming edits, should any be necessary?
It does.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thanks for reminding me.
My pleasure. Given the late flurry of edits, I wanted to make sure we didn't have any typos in there, or we have the ability to correct them if we do. All right, we have a motion to approve the proposed final audit report on McCain-Palin 2008 Inc. and McCain-Palin Compliance Fund Inc. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0.